What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us in hour number three every Friday with her unique perspective on the world. So what's your first story?
Well, my first source of irritation. NSA finalizes a $6.7 billion in classified tech contracts. And the details are not exactly out there for us normal mortals to look at. The contracts are called Greenway. And the people who got the grants, AT&T, General Dynamics, and Mantech International in 2016. And the question I have to ask is, when we've got infrastructure in this country corroding away, when we have our veterans sleeping rough in the streets, and everything is falling apart, the government decides, $6.7 billion is a reasonable price to pay for these contracts, for all of the things that are falling apart and the needs of the American people are not getting met. That really irritates me.
Well, we're in a wartime economy.
Yeah.
The government doesn't want to admit it. Corporate media doesn't want to admit it. But that is the ugly reality.
Yeah.
In wartime, all of the available money goes to the war machine and everything else is left to basically rot away and decay. The general population is basically given just enough food to get by. And the idea is that after the war is over and we emerge victorious, that they'll go around cleaning things up and fixing things. But if we lose this war, obviously that's not going to be the case here.
No. We're going to be left with a whole lot of debt and nothing to show for it.
Right.
Yep. I'd like to talk about the current situation in Syria right now. Apparently, the Russian S-300 defensive systems have been upgraded. How they've been upgraded, we don't know, but just that they have. And it's three battalion sets of S-300 PM and two air defense missiles were handed over to Syria by Russia. And
I think
they
reads as the S-300 PM-2
defense
missile.
All right. And it's equipped with a more advanced radar system, improved target illumination and guidance, which is firing radar, and a mobile command post. Now,
this underscores what I said when we got that story about how U.S. and Israeli experts were up in Ukraine looking at their S-300 missiles.
Yeah.
And again, they're looking at the older version. They don't really know what Syria has.
Yeah. Yeah. And only the specialists who can operate this system are in Russia, the report indicated. Iranians have never operated such systems because the S-300 MPU-2 supplied to Iran is, well, they call it an export version with a simplified circuit and control modes compared to what the Syrians have.
Well, I have two issues to raise with that. First of all, I wonder who put out the story that Iranians were manning these S-300 missile sites. Mm-hmm. And second of all, if the Iranians were trained on the export version and can't handle the version that's in Syria, then the version that's in Syria is the top line, not normally intended for export.
State of the art. Yeah, yeah. And going on about this, I've heard stories, and I think you've mentioned stories also, that Israel is actually preparing to challenge the S-300 in Syria.
Well, yeah, we've been hearing that, and right now there are reports that Israeli warplanes are flying up and down the Lebanese-Syrian border, trying to pretend that this is not a violation of their sovereign airspace,
because
the Israeli warplanes are just paper thin, you know. They're just really narrow, and they just go right up
that line
on the map here. No doubt they're trying to probe the defenses, see where the radar systems are. And, of course, Syria can foil that because these are mobile systems.
Yeah.
They can be moved very, very quickly to new locations.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's going on right now. We do know that a U.S. drone was observed examining the S-300 sites from above.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is a high-risk venture.
Yeah.
Now, there is no question that the S-300 can shoot down the Israeli, or for that matter, the American F-15s and F-16s.
Mm-hmm.
The wild card here is the F-35. Uh-huh. Is it really as stealthy as advertised? And here is where it gets high risk,
mm-hmm.
because were Israel to go into Syria with the F-35,
mm-hmm.
and have even just one of them successfully shot down, it's going to show the world the F-35 isn't that stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be detected. And that, of course, is going to be a sales disaster for Lockheed Martin.
Yeah.
And also a message to the rest of the world that much of America's modern high-tech weapons are a gigantic bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Syria did, in fact, hit one of Israel's F-35s a while back.
I remember that.
Israel
yes.
insisted that it was, I think they blamed it on an impact with a bird or something mm-hmm. like that. But a few weeks ago, we had that other story where a Russian Sukhoi pilot achieved radar lock on an F-22.
Ooh, not good.
Not good
not
at all.
Not good, yeah.
So they may have found a way around stealth. So if Israel goes into Syria with the F-35, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently the Trump administration is going to be imposing sanctions on Russian and Iranian companies involved in the reconstruction of Syria. Mike, it gets more strange and more strange.
Well, no, because the United States wanted mm-hmm. to do the reconstruction in Syria because then American companies get the money. That's
mm-hmm.
the whole point of going into Syria.
Yeah.
Smash it up and then sell them a new
yeah.
hospital, a new post office,
yeah,
a new whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
And instead, Russia's going to get the back end deal.
Mm-hmm. Going back to U.S. politics and sort of focusing on the Middle East, there was an article in Zero Hedge. Bernie Sanders has heard enough. We cannot have an ally who murders a dissident in cold blood. You know, if it wasn't so painfully true that some of our BFFs, or rather, let me rephrase that, our administration's BFFs are killers, you know, serial murderers who believe that, you know, carpet bombing an entire country is absolutely wonderful. It's just
yep.
the finest thing to do. And I find it terrifically ironic because not only is Saudi Arabia one of the most horrific disruptors of human life in that neck of the woods, let's talk about Israel, for heaven's sakes, who Bernie Sanders would never lay claim against, even though it is a known fact through Jewish organization, NGOs, and ours, that routinely Israel tortures even children. And they have something called indefinite detention, where if the kid goes in, they might not go out again until they're an adult.
I mean, if you think about it, mm-hmm. Everybody who's marching along that border fence between Gaza mm-hmm. and Israel,
yeah.
carrying the Palestinian flag,
mm-hmm.
is technically a dissident.
Yeah.
And Israel has been killing them by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just so funny how people can consciously leave out some of the other big offenders in
well,
various regions.
Well, like I said at the top of the show, there's uh-huh. clearly an agenda here, and mm-hmm. I think it is to force Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman
mm-hmm.
Out of the princeship, if you will,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And replace him with somebody else. Certainly a lot of people in the Saudi royal family are very resentful mm-hmm. from the way that he arrested
yeah.
All these very wealthy members of the
and
family.
And shook them down.
And shook them down.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
an absolute shakedown. So they're angry about that. I'm pretty sure I recall that Mohammed bin Salman actually has an older brother who should have been next in line for the throne,
yeah.
but was passed over by King Solomon. He may be having a hand in this because
yeah.
There is so much media attention being put on this. There's an agenda behind it.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely an agenda.
Not a word from the prostitutes about Yemen. Not a single word.
Not a peep.
Where tens of thousands of people have been killed. They've been maimed for life. And the United States is complicit in these Saudi war crimes.
Oh, no question about it.
You know, when
just like the United States is complicit in the Israeli war crimes.
Oh, of course.
And I'm glad the International Criminal Court is finally standing up and saying, yeah, Israel, what you're doing, these are war crimes.
Yeah, hello, you know. And it's very disheartening to me as most of you know who read the blog or listen to our show, we're not the near side of 30 anymore. I'm pushing 70, and Mike will be a little bit in his mid-60s next
year. I'm already in my mid-60s.
But if
the high side
of
the mid-60s.
If there was a country that said, we've read your posts, come on down, we're going to accept you as citizens, and we don't do this stuff, Mike and I would be very sorely, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but wouldn't you be very sorely tempted to take them up on an offer like that?
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah. And the other thing about the hypocrisy on both sides of the aisle, apparently President Trump celebrated attacks on a journalist by praising the assault of a fellow Republican who body slammed a U.S. journalist last year. I mean, come on.
You talk about bad optics.
Values.
Bad optics.
You know, we need to be against torture, against forcibly making someone do something that is not illegal.
Well,
you know,
Trump has been flipping back and forth on this whole Khashoggi situation.
Mm-hmm.
At first, he was out there saying, you know, if Saudi Arabia did this, there'll be repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was out there saying, well, you know, we're treating Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman like the Democrats treated Brett Kavanaugh,
mm-hmm.
and he's actually accurate.
Yeah, very.
On that part of it. Now he's back to talking tough and saying, you know, there are going to be consequences.
Well, the one person in this whole thing I have to praise is House Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who represents our state. And she has apparently been leading the charge among House Democrats that the U.S. needs to let go of this political alliance with Saudi Arabia, cease the multi-billion dollar arms deals to the country, and shut off military support for the country's ongoing assault on Yemen. And the UN put the numbers earlier this week, 13 million people on the brink of famine
in
Yemen.
With all respect to Tulsi, that's not going to happen.
No.
Because if the United States broke off relations with Saudi Arabia, two things would happen.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia would immediately drop the petrodollar deal and start selling their oil for other currencies.
Yep.
And they would pivot and align with Iran. In fact, they already openly threatened
that
if the U.S. hits them with sanctions over the Khashoggi affair, that they are going to basically reapproach Iran on a friendly basis rather than take part in the future U.S. war against Iran.
Right, right. Another thing in the Middle East, apparently Amnesty International, which is a pretty credible human rights organization, at least as far as I can see, they are warning of a new zero tolerance policy by Israel soldiers at the Gaza fence. And today they talked about this, and it's raising fears of escalating bloodshed. In a statement, the human rights organization asked the Israeli government to rein in its armed forces, which have routinely already used unnecessary or excessive force during Gaza's weekly Great March of Return
Israel's
demonstrations.
Well, Israel's not going to do that. In fact, Israel has started bombing Gaza, and they're using this one rocket attack, which actually did hit a house, causing some damage, no injuries, no deaths. But they've already bombed 20 targets inside Gaza.
Oh, man.
And, you know, Netanyahu warned Hamas, stop the protesters or we're going to attack.
Yeah. But apparently Salah Higazi, who is Amnesty's deputy director for the Middle East and North Africa, said, given Israeli forces' horrific track record of using deadly force against Palestinian demonstrators in Gaza, as well as journalists, medics, and others, the announcement of a zero-tolerance policy is deeply alarming. And Higazi added that some people in the peace and human rights community are really concerned that this policy will further sanction the use of deadly force against unarmed protesters during today's demonstration, and that Israeli forces will be given carte blanche authorization to carry out large-scale genocides, escalating the bloodshed.
Yep.
And apparently, Israel has repeatedly used lethal force, unnecessary and excessively, against unarmed protesters in a shameless violation of international law. You know, this is really insane. There are children in there. There are infants. There are toddlers being held onto by moms and dads and are not creating any kind of a problem, you know?
No, they just want to have a life like anybody else.
Yeah.
Israel is basically trying to treat them so badly that they'll voluntarily go to the Palestinian refugee camps mm-hmm. in places like Jordan.
Yeah.
And Israel can take the Gaza Strip back.
Mm-hmm.
And along with all these other punitive actions, like cutting off the flow of fuel into Gaza, Israel has now further reduced the fishing boundary off of the Gaza coast to just 3 miles.
And you can't find fish there. That's the problem. There's your problem.
You can't find the volume of fish there you need to do. And this, of course, resulted in a protest on the beach and mm-hmm. more people getting injured and wounded by mm-hmm. Israel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a horrible way for anybody to treat anybody.
Yeah.
And it is a war crime. And I'm glad the International Criminal Court is making noises that they may take action.
Yes, me too.
And I can imagine there's going to be a huge amount of political pressure saying, no, 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 no. Israel is above international law. You can't do that.
And always they play the victim card. We're the victim here. We're the victim. Yes. Who's got the weapons? IDF. Who's got maybe, you know, some balloons and a placard? The Palestinians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to fight back with balloons and mm-hmm. burning tires and rocks. And that's another material that Israel has now banned from entering Gaza is helium.
Yeah. But that's got medical uses, right?
It's necessary. It's uh-huh. used as an inert coolant gas mm-hmm. in a lot of medical scanners.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bop back to Europe, and this goes back to, I can't make this stuff up. Sweden has declared a hand grenade amnesty in attempt to stop explosive gang violence. And on October 15th, Sweden began a temporary amnesty program for anyone in possession of hand grenades or other explosives, urging the public to hand over their illegal arsenals before the first part of next year. They think the bad guys are going to give up the hand grenades and explosive. Mike, what causes this kind of thinking?
Well, I imagine a certain degree of desperation.
Yeah.
They may be aiming at that part of the population
mm-hmm.
which is associating with the criminals and just came into possession of one of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they have a gun buyback or a gun amnesty program in this
mm-hmm.
country,
yep.
what they actually get are weapons that were already stolen from their rightful owners or weapons that are simply non-functional.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I can't. You know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around this as a reasonably logical lady. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. And it would seem to me that Sweden is not looking at the root cause of the problem because they've chosen to become blind to it. Would you?
Yeah, well, basically, the problem is that with their open borders policies, a lot of these refugees that have come on in mm-hmm. are members of international organized crime gangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the grenades and explosives are all about turf wars.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. where this particular gang can operate,
mm-hmm.
where that particular gang can operate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad. There are now areas of Sweden. The police will not go anymore.
Yeah. Because they become no-go zones because of the violence.
Yep.
Yeah. Wanted to bob.
I just saw a lower third on Fox News
uh-huh.
that the Saudis have admitted that Khashoggi was killed in the consulate. They're saying they're making arrests of the people who did it. So they're going to blame this on the lower downs.
Okay.
Hopefully when they come back from the commercial break, we'll get mm-hmm. some more details on that.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. That's a little strange, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they pin it on the lower downs, that means that none of the royal house of Saud is
and
going to have to plead.
The plan to get rid of the crown prince
mm-hmm.
has failed. We have
it's
to
fizzled.
Take a break for commercials,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We have a caller on the line, Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Salutations to both of you.
Yep.
Hey, I have two things, kind of one for each of you. For starters, it was more for Claire, because it's a bit of more philosophical or spiritual. What do you think of this idea that that this life is an opportunity for us to, like, really kind of deep down choose what kind of people we are, and that we have the freedom to do so by the choices that we make in our actions? And it's actually, I'm thinking it's actually like a creative process, kind of defining ourselves of if we're basically like good or bad or loving or hateful people. But you can't have creativity without freedom, and you can't have freedom without the freedom to make a bad decision. And so what do you think about that theory of why good and bad things happen in the world and bad things happen to good people? And
well, my thought would be, it's not what life throws at you. It's how you choose to respond rather than react. And I think that is a growth process, Mateus. And I think that we are all challenged every day to find that high road, even if it's not necessarily comfortable, and choose it. I really think that That is my answer to that.
You also need to remember that good and evil are subjective terms.
Yeah.
Different people have different ideas about things that are good and things that are bad. Conservatives think abortion is bad. Liberals think abortion is good. No man is a villain in their own eyes. And mm-hmm. even these very corrupt politicians that we have running around the halls of Congress have convinced themselves that everything that they do is justified. It serves a higher and noble purpose, and that anybody who's criticizing them just has to be flat out wrong. The idea of a villain that goes around saying, I'm a villain and I'm evil, that's something that comes out of comic books and TV shows and movies.
Yeah, and there's a difference between a person's own opinion of themselves and a more fundamental reality check. Like, for example, if a person is fully willing to risk nuclear war, and that's obviously a bad idea, regardless of how that person views it themselves, from a larger perspective, that's just very selfish, very destructive, very insane. And so, you know, there is actually some things that really are intrinsically better than other things. And it's really a, like, it's a kind of up for us to, we have this freedom to choose who we want to be. So all these villains that we see, these are the people that are using their free will and really digging a hole for themselves. And then people like you guys are, you know, making your choices to, you know, have a moral life and, you know, really enriching yourselves inside. So moving on to the other thing, back to reality more, I just wanted to make a comment about the Khashoggi, if that's how I pronounce it. Okay, so I just want to present an alternative idea that a quick argument of why it could have taken place in the consulate, why that would make sense.
Well, the Saudis are now admitting it took place in the consulate.
Oh, I'm behind the ball here. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
This is just now breaking news. The Saudis are now admitting that, yes, this man was killed inside the consulate, and apparently they're arresting a bunch of lower-level people that they say were behind this.
Okay, well, so I won't make you repeat it for everybody
They're back to that. Remember when CNN's Jake Tapper teased the story that Saudi Arabia was going to admit that Khashoggi had died in the consulate during a botched interrogation? Apparently, that is what the official story is now going to be.
Right. Yeah. And I was just going to say that if you were going to commit a crime, would you rather commit it in a place where the police are allowed to go or a place where the police are not allowed to go? Just that one simple piece of logic right there, mixed with the hubris before the fall, mixed with the fact that he's committing war crimes in Yemen, mixed with the fact that, by the way, some sources are saying that he not only imprisoned his fellow princes and extorted money, but that he actually hung some of them upside down, beating them a bit. I don't know if that's true, but that would definitely back up your theory that there could be some revenge going on here. And just the very last thing in Vancouver, Canada here, the Chinese got busted for buying votes, so they're paying you $20 if you vote for the China Party. And I got more to say about Chinese some other time. Everyone's really soft and easygoing about the Chinese takeover. That's happening all over the world in many different levels. And, you know, I'm definitely on the side of urging caution that, like, Canada is being purchased by Chinese, and we had a Chinese flag-raising ceremony on the balcony of our city hall, which, and we had red Chinese scarves being worn by our own, Caucasian council members that were elected, you know, wearing this red. So, okay, have a good weekend.
You too,
Mateus. All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I know several people, including myself, that have taken Kraton for quite a while and have had liver function tests, and they're okay. So I'm sure there was another reason for the callers. You know, I'm not trying to dismiss his information, but I do know several people, and it probably would have, if it was a problem, it would have become prominent news by now. They would have scheduled it, most likely.
Oh, yeah, they would have definitely used it to demonize the product and scare people away from buying it. I did, during one of the commercial breaks, do a quick web search, and I wasn't able to find anything that definitively said that the use of Kraton permanently damaged the liver. What I did find were articles saying that Kratom, like everything else you ingest, is going to filter through the liver and may have short-term alterations to it. But that also includes all the prescription pharmaceuticals that you're taking as well. Mm-hmm. And right. If you listen to the people who are talking very rapidly at the end of those glitzy pharmaceutical commercials, a lot of them will say can damage your liver. So I don't know what this other individual's issue was, but I'm going to continue to research this And everybody else there who is thinking about using this product, do your own homework on it as well. And I'll let you know what I find next week.
Okay. One more thing for Claire. I happen to be a Christian, and talking with my friends who are not, mm-hmm. and who are atheists, I explain it this way. The Bible was, when they criticize the Bible was written for a group of people who were at the end of the Iron Age, and they were farmers. If you start talking about genes and germs and outer space, and I think it would be too much future shock. In addition, I sent you a link to a biblical scholar who knows the ancient languages, and he addressed the oft-cited idea that the Bible has been corrupted and rewritten and all this. Well, he talks about the New Testament, and he uses an example. His name is Daniel Wallace, and he uses an example with slides that show that in ancient Greek, you can write John loves Mary over 1,000 different ways, a scrambling syntax, and as long as the thing at the end is right, then it all says John loves Mary. So there's no way, there's no way for the New Testament to be corrupted. The New Testament was written in ancient Greek. That's one thing he goes over. He goes over quite a bit of the differences in ancient manuscripts of the Bible. So, but I thought you would enjoy that information. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much here. Basically, the books that originally became the New Testament were written, for the most part, in Aramaic, and then they were translated into Greek. And then when the Council of Nicaea sort of decided these books are the Bible and these others are not, it was retranslated again into Latin, because early Christianity was aimed at the Roman population who had the money to support a major church, hence the Roman Catholic Church. And there are some known corruptions in there. For example, the real name of the historical figure on which Jesus was based was Joshua. Because if you take the Aramaic Yeshua directly into English, it's Joshua. But the name Jesus was an artifact that was created by first translating the Aramaic into Greek and then walking it into Latin. So it has been a game of gossip, and we know that in medieval times, churches were, in fact, changing the Bible to suit their own particular theology. That's why when Gutenberg came along with the printing press and ordinary people were finally able to read Bibles, and they were saying, well, look, this Bible here doesn't agree with that Bible over there, which ultimately led to the standardized King James Bible. But if you look today at how many different versions of the Bible there are out there now, in particular, the Scofield Bible, which is that whole rapture thing in it, which didn't exist in those original texts.
No.
Right. I agree with you about the Scofield Bible, and it's been insinuated into seminaries everywhere, especially, strangely enough, the Baptists and the Pentecostals.
That
wouldn't
surprise
me.
Rothschild paid for him a Swiss villa to live in which to rewrite the Bible. You can read about it in the book Scofield and His Amazing Bible. I think it was called. But that's all I have for you. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot, James.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in New York. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is Mark. I just want to say thank you for having me on your show, enjoying your show. It's been great, very informative. But I thought with you and Claire on, I was following my Facebook page today, and I got a lot of memes and stuff from my liberal friends about Mitch McConnell and Republicans. And it was a little maybe you did talk in depth on it. I didn't get to hear the whole show. But I just wanted to see with you and Claire on there exactly what I should be looking for. When I searched, I saw all the Google, every liberal outlet seemed to be saying the same thing. Mitch is going to take your your benefits away, Medicare and Social Security. And I didn't really see any kind of reply back from the any kind of conservative outlet, except for Paul
Ryan.
Well,
you need to understand right now that the corporate social media, Google, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, they're filtering conservative content. So the liberals can sit out there and just tweet away all kinds of accusations, and you're not going to be allowed to see the responses that are coming back from conservatives. It is that blatant right now.
Yeah.
Even and on DuckDuck, because Mitch... I look at DuckDuck first, and it was really hard. Mm-hmm. I tried every type of query.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo is a good search engine. It's my favorite search engine as of right now.
Yeah.
But we've been hearing from a lot of different voices in the government that they're going to have to cut Social Security and Medicare because they're just going to run out of money because the Social Security Trust Fund has been depleted. A lot of that money was basically, especially during the Clinton administration, grabbed and put into the General Revenue Fund to cover government spending. And the more our present administration is spending on war, the less they have to take care of the American people. As I said earlier in the show, we're living in a wartime economy. And the older people who are unable to carry a rifle and shoot who they're told to shoot just don't figure into that equation anymore.
We become collateral damage, if you will, to these wars.
Well, in the event of war, I'm a hostage.
But Mitch, one thing...
No, this is Mark.
Mark, I'm sorry.
Sure.
One thing I would suggest to you, take a look in terms of health and wellness and see what you might need more in terms of how you are eating, how you're feeding yourself, and what you are looking for is where the information converges. And that is probably going to be okay. The other thing that I would encourage people to do, and it's what I do when I find that a very dear friend of mine has some sort of terrible disease, and that is to seek a consultation at a hospital run by Seventh-day Adventists.
Yes.
Let me share why. Their numbers in terms of not having cancer, other deadly diseases, heart disease, are incredibly low. And it's because of how they eat. They're ovo-lacto-vegetarians. And I would encourage people who, even if the insurance does not pay, check with your local Adventist hospital and ask about a nutritional consultation, because it won't be just you. They treat hundreds of people within a month who may be dealing with illnesses, which in some part, and I'm not an MD, but may in some part reduce their symptoms. I'm all up for arming yourself with information.
Yes.
Knowledge is power in this area.
And especially, you have to take responsibility for your own health.
Yeah.
Because our health industrial complex isn't interested in your health. They're
yeah.
interested in how much money they can suck out of your pockets by scaring you that you're on the verge of death or that you have some disease. All these TV commercials, you know, there's a disease out there that you've never even heard of before,
yeah.
but by the end of the commercial, you're convinced you've got it.
Yeah.
My grandfather on my father's side was actually a hypochondriac.
I remember
and
this.
This was back when Reader's Digest was coming out with all these articles, I am Joe's, and one month it would be I am Joe's kidneys, I am Joe's lungs, I am Joe's hearts. And whatever disease Joe had that month, my grandfather was absolutely convinced he had it as well. Then Reader's Digest came out with I am Jane's ovaries, and that was a really, really weird time for
yes,
all of us.
Yes, but no, do arm yourself with information. And if you're shopping... For a doctor, find one that is very pro complementary medicine, meaning they're talking about good, healthy stuff for you to eat and to avoid prefab food of any kind. because it's not good for you.
No, it isn't.
And this summer, I was looking into it. I had the flu, and I'm familiar with, like, juicing and stuff. I had Lyme disease, so I had to, like, educate myself a little bit because it did affect my liver, taking all that stuff. So I found some even Kindle books on, for a couple of bucks, they had some great suggestions on taking care of my body and stuff. So I do juice a little bit more, banana, apple, some veggies, so I'm a little bit aware of it, and it does help. My biggest thing was using a like a food scale, just so I'm not putting too much in my mouth.
Yeah, so, that can help too.
If I could switch real quick, because that's been really helpful.
Before you do, I have one more piece of advice for you, and that's never use a doctor whose office plants are dead.
Bad sign. Great.
You know, I could say around here in New York, they have, I found these urgent care places. So even in a rock and a hard place, the worst I had was a flu, get a blood test, which is important. I listened to Brian Tracy and stuff, and he was like, you want to take care of yourself? Make sure you brush your teeth, take care of that, and get a blood test once a year to find out the cholesterol and stuff. But, you know, another thing, I've been going back and forth. It's really heating up with my social media stuff. And another thing I thought of was there, you know, the trusting the government with your money as compared to the corporations. And I put out the question nobody wanted to ask was, like, who do you trust more, the corporations or the government? And who in proportion is more corrupt? Like, I looked at the Fortune 500, tried to use that and say, okay, let's look at how many people there are corrupt, as opposed to how many people in the government. To me, I was thinking that, you know, there's a lot more corruption in government with the cronyism. And when they complained about capitalism is evil, I said, I think you'd mean that crony capitalism is evil.
Yes.
So I was just thinking about what should I be searching for my arguments in social media about how to look about, am I chasing up the wrong tree with the proportionality of how many? Because there are thousands of people internationally that are earning money.
Government corporations are equally corrupt, and it's rather pointless to try and say that this group is more corrupt than that group. The problem is they are all corrupt.
They're all in bed with each other, figuratively.
Our nation has been hijacked by this very corrupted outlaw criminal gang. I mean, we can see today the Democrats blatantly ignore the laws on immigration and voting, and they're absolutely they're operating as a criminal enterprise.
And the Republicans have their hands out too. But I'm just still thinking. I've worked in corporations where I was doing. There must be people cogs in the wheel like me. You know, that are making an honest living, and there's only one guy at the top that's ruining it for thousands of employees. You know, that's why I was thinking.
Well, I think both in government and the corporations, the higher up you move in the structure, the more corrupt it becomes. And either you are equally corrupt or you're not allowed to move any higher.
What was that famous line from The Godfather?
I think it was Godfather 3. I've been trying to, I tried to go straight, but the higher I go, the crookeder it gets.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I mean, look like what we're finding out now about the Pope and the Catholic Church, and I'm glad that Pennsylvania is finally launching a criminal investigation.
It's getting nuts. You know, everything. It's just, every day there's something new. Like, even you have a hard time keeping up with it.
Yes.
Yes. You know? We sort of have to sprint to do that intellectually. Yes.
But you're saying, like, when the quote that I saw today that was getting me, said Reagan, they were quoting Mitch saying that everything is due, you know, all these taxes are due to these entitlements. And then the guy sent me this thing about Reagan said that it has nothing to do with entitlements, the taxing. And that made sense to me because we're getting taxed and it's supposed to be put in a fund. And I came back with, well, Mitch is saying that now it is with all the extra stuff like welfare and food stamps.
The handouts to the illegal immigrants, the handouts to the refugees. I mean,
I didn't want to get into that. I wanted to say that, but instead, does that make sense? That was Reagan saying something different? That I don't know. I don't mean to put you on the spot with that without seeing this ridiculous meme going on.
Yeah, I would want to see
everything.
The quote in context because the entitlements have always been an issue, but then politicians campaign on entitlements. Vote for me and I will get you this child care credit. Yeah. Vote for me and I will get you free abortions. Vote for me and I will get you, free this and free that. And over time, it does create a system in which a huge amount of the tax revenues are taken up by the entitlements. But it isn't the lion's share. The lion's share of our tax money is going to that war machine. It's going to pay the interest on the national debt and to Israel. Anyway, Mark, we've got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
You
too. We're going to close the phone lines. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently the final story coming out of Saudi Arabia is that Khashoggi did die inside the consulate in Istanbul. They're now saying that he got into a fight with the intelligence assets who were trying to interrogate him and was accidentally killed. And that apparently is going to be the story. Turkey was making some other outlandish claims here. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the White House is about to make a statement of response. And after all this talk about there's going to be consequences, there's going to be sanctions. You know, Saudi Arabia is now saying that it took them a while to find the truth, but they're making arrests among the people who committed this crime, and they're vowing an overhaul of their intelligence services. So,
Yeah,
they're going to dump this on the lower deaths. And that part of it might be true, that it was an interrogation that got out of hand. Khashoggi fought back and died, because it doesn't make sense they would actually kill the guy in the consulate.
No, that really that would be a big tacky, hairy no-no.
But yeah, there's also no doubt that this death, pardon me, I have the hiccups again. There's absolutely no doubt that this incident was being exploited for political gain by all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what's going to go on with there. You have a story that everybody needs to hear.
Okay. There has been a recent study that 90% of table salt does contain microplastics. And they were studying sea, rock, and lake salts. And 90% of them, salt brands sold around the world, contain microplastics. Now, that's a very disconcerting thought.
That is not a good thing at all.
And if nothing else that we've said motivates you to perhaps go to a health food store and say, what about your salt? How can you tell me that it doesn't have microplastics in it? Where does it come from? And you have to source it and bring home something that's a little safer and easier for you and your family to digest, because human beings do not have a capability of really digesting plastic. Well, at least I don't think so.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
And it's capable of basically eroding the gut. And as I understand it, the problem is primarily with sea salt, which is basically evaporated seawater. And as you know, there's a tremendous amount of plastic pollution in the ocean.
Yeah, it's grim.
And apparently
out there,
this is where it's all coming from. Apparently, mined rock salt does not have this problem. So that's going to be a big boost to the salt mine industry.
Yes, definitely.
And but yeah, I mean, that is really very serious.
And the report came out of researchers in South Korea and at Greenpeace East Asia. And they tested 39 salt brands that are sold around the world, and 36 of them contained microplastics.
All right. Well, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here on this Powhatan Friday. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please keep reminding everybody that the corporate social media is engaging in a massive anti-conservative censorship campaign. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who already did. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.